The Golden Age. Alma Mater, the bountiful Mother Earth, was a sweet paradise for the first men. They knew no disease, poverty, famine, or war. Life was an idyll of innocence and light pastoral duties. It was a time of happy worship of, and familiarity and even friendship with, the deities, who moved amongst them in easy, unfrightening shapes and dimensions. It gave Zeus and the other gods, titans and immortals, great pleasure to mingle with the charming, childlike homunculi that Prometheus had shaped from clay. Perhaps we only imagined these first days of beautiful simplicity and universal kindness, so that we could have a high point of paradisal sublimity against which to judge the low, degraded times that came after. The later Greeks certainly believed that the Golden Age had truly existed. It was ever present in their thinking and poetry, and gave them a dream of perfection to aspire to, a vision more concrete and realized than our own vague ideas of early man grunting in caves. Platonic ideals and perfect forms were perhaps the intellectual expression of that wistful race memory. It was natural that of all the immortals, the one who loved humankind best should be their artist-creator, Prometheus. He and his brother Epimetheus now spent more time living with man than they spent on Olympus in the company of their fellow immortals. It saddened Prometheus that he had only been allowed to create male people, for he felt that this cloned, single-sex race lacked variety both in its outlook, disposition, and character, and in its inability to breed and create new types. His humans were happy, yes, but to Prometheus, such a safe, unchallenged, and unchallenging existence had no zest to it. To approach the godlike status that his creation deserved, mankind needed something more. It needed fire. Real, hot, fierce, flickering, flaming fire to enable them to melt, smelt, roast, toast, boil, broil, fashion and forge. And they needed, too, an inner, creative fire, a divine fire, to enable them to think, imagine, dare, and do. The more he watched over and mingled with his creation, the more Prometheus became convinced that fire was exactly what they needed. And he knew where to find it.